Changing world. Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Talk about changing the world and you can do it. That's exactly what this show today specifically is all about. I am Filippo with Life Changes with Filippo, here with our co-host Mark LeJour. And our guest today is Kimberly Carter Gamble, who, along with her husband and co-producer and co-writer and co-everything, pretty much actually, in such a beautiful way, created Thrive. It's a film that's subtitled What on Earth Will It Take? And asks a really good question and actually gives some very interesting answers. So much so that exactly a year ago, this is now today or yesterday, the 1 year anniversary of the movie coming out. So a year ago, this movie created a lot of buzz. A lot of buzz because there were people that were saying, this is the movie we've been waiting for, or these are the kinds of conversations we've been wanting to have. And finally, more people were having them in a bigger way. Other people were saying, this is not the conversation we should be having, or why is this happening, or who's, you know, what's going on? And some people didn't have a clue, and some people were upset, and some people were thrilled, and it was interesting to watch, listen, and participate in these conversations about this movie, Thrive. And it asks a simple question. And it's one that we all of us, no matter on what side of the fences, all the fences out there are, we should all be asking, we should all be engaging. And for that, at the very, very least, I am grateful to both Kimberly and Foster Gamble for putting out this film that has created such excitement and controversy at the same time, and has, in 1 year, changed a lot of conversations. And we'll be talking about what those conversations are and how they've changed when we come back.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWay's ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. And ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWay's water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWay's water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
I am Filippo. And you know, Mark, here on Life Changes, we like to talk about things that are provocative and engaging and I think very interesting. And you know, maybe it's because I went to one of the most difficult universities, I don't know, in America, where the professors were actually the ones that were creating the different theories, a lot of them that we were studying at the time, and that they were talking literally a mile a minute with so much information that you couldn't possibly take all the notes down of what they were saying. Maybe it has something to do with that. Maybe because I like to listen to people that have thoughts, great thoughts and important things to say, at least things that I think are important, scientists and philosophers and doctors and whatnot. Maybe it's that. But, you know, with the whole political environment in the past year, a couple of years, people have tried to engage me in conversations or listen to this, listen to the debates, listen. And I'm thinking it's not even just the fact of where these people stand. It's the fact that in an hour of listening to them, I feel like they haven't said anything, or if anything, they've said one thing or two things, and I'm ready for so much more, such a higher conversation. And I know you know what I'm talking about. And so when this movie Thrive came out, and then I got to interview Foster on our show a year ago, and then I got to meet both of them in conversation. I mean, all you have to do is just say, hello, how are you? And they'll say something of interest, something of importance. And, you know, I ranted this weekend about having gone to see somebody speak who had a really big title in an organization, and they spoke for 2 hours and literally didn't say anything. Actually, I take that back. They said, there's always hope. And to me, that was just not enough. And so I'm really glad that we have this show and we have this forum and we have Kimberly here today with us to say something. you know, and in the film, they have people like Dwayne Elgin, Nassim Haramein, Steve Greer, Jack Kasher, Daniel Sheehan, Deepak Chopra, David Icke. I mean, the list goes on of people from different walks of life, Barbara Marx Hubbard, that say their thing in their own way from different perspectives, but they say something.
Well, not only saying something, but, you know, I think you going to that college and you asking those questions, you know, that's it's paramount. And it's what so many people haven't done until recent years, except for, you know, the radical few. And it reminds me of a Chinese proverb that goes something to the effect of, he who asks a question is a fool for 5 minutes, and he who does not ask a question remains a fool forever.
Ooh.
And you know, I think that really speaks to the buzz, the movement that Thrive has inspired, the information that has surfaced, the dialogues, the controversy, the exploration, and simply the questions that are being asked of truths and what is real, what is not, and what is available to us and what is reality.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. The synopsis is this. Thrive is an unconventional documentary that lifts the veil on what's really going on in our world by following the money upstream, uncovering the global consolidation of power in nearly every aspect of our lives, weaving together breakthroughs in science, consciousness, and activism. Thrive offers real solutions, empowering us with the unprecedented and bold strategies for reclaiming our lives and our future. Reclaiming our lives and our future, that sounds good. Mark, are you there? Hello, Mark. I know you're agreeing. Or are you? Are you there? We lost you. This movie initially was translated in 10 languages, which was a bold thing for Foster and Kimberly to do, to come out with that. It's now in 20 languages, and so many people have seen it. I think the number is over 10 million. I'll tell you exactly here. Somehow we lost Mark, so we'll have to reconnect him. But anyway, so Kimberly Carter Gamble is the producer, director, and co-writer of Thrive, a popular and important documentary that has been translated in 20 languages and seen by 10 million people. I was right, in its first year alone. Kimberly's intention with Thrive was to take a bold and comprehensive look at what is really going on in the world using an empowering, inviting tone. That fits her so beautifully, to engage people in effective solutions. The granddaughter of a suffragette, Kimberly was imbued early with a personal sense of the important role for women in ushering in transformative global change. Kimberly is a formal journalist for Newsweek International and is currently CEO of Clear Compass Media. One especially encouraging insight that emerged for Kimberly in the course of making Thrive was that the most informed people are consistently the most hopeful, because once the nature of the problem is clear, so are the solutions. So Kimberly is committed to using her privilege to empower these bold and leveraged solutions. Kimberly, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Filippo and Mark. It's a pleasure to join you.
Well, you know, it's a pleasure to know you and have seen you in action. And actually, I'd like to start with a story about you, if I may.
Okay.
You know, besides enjoying just listening to you in the film and then in getting to know you in many wonderful conversations, I have to say that to our audience that I got to experience you in certain ways that they will probably not. And at one point, you were doing a Q&A after a film, and there was a young lady that was in the theater. And she had a child with her, and the child was going up and down the stairs, and the mother was carefully watching after the child. But I thought maybe that was distracting people. So at one point, I came up to the side of the stage, and when I got your attention, I said to you, would you like me to ask the mother to please take the child outside? And you said, no, it's fine, thank you. And then later I asked you, like, why would you not have allowed me to do that? I thought that would, you know, and you said, because the mother is obviously here because she wants to be engaged in this conversation, and just because she has a child, we don't want to exclude her. I'm paraphrasing, but I thought that was so beautiful, something that I had not taken into consideration.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. You know, I think actually one of our main intentions, when I said that we wanted to make an inviting, have an inviting tone to the movie, part of our intention was to actually cover a lot of information and engage women in it. So the last thing I would want to do is have women have to leave because they have their kids. And, you know, I have kids and I've been in the work world for a long time, and I can remember at Newsweek where, you know, it was really considered a liability to be a mother, when in fact, you know, for me, that was, you know, not just the most precious part of my life, but one that certainly has prepared me to do everything else that I've done. So anyway, I remember that incident, and I feel grateful, in fact, of the 10 million people who have seen Thrive in its first year, a huge percentage is women. And so I feel grateful that it worked, you know, that we made a movie that had a tone that could include people who, I don't know, I think so much of the information about this consolidation of wealth and power and really unpacking our financial system to figure out how it works and how it works to the detriment of people and what we can do about it. You know, it's been made to seem so complicated that you have to be an expert to understand, when in fact you don't. You just need to have the, you know, confidence that who you are matters, and that your sensibilities matter, and that when something wrong is happening, you can recognize it and that you can participate in writing it. And I think that that's been what's happened. So I'm very grateful for the experience.
Well, talk about engaging people. Some of the reviews, just to quote a couple, are, "Stop what you're doing. Sit down and watch this film." No, really, I mean it. Must see. This film is considered thoroughly researched, blah, 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 blah. Literally my favorite film of all time. I mean, it just goes on and on with these people being so enthusiastic. And so, it's exciting that they're enthusiastic about the film, but even more exciting to me that they're enthusiastic about what they could do and how you all can help empower them. So when we come back, that's exactly what we're going to be talking about with Kimberly Carter Gamble about the movie Thrive and what's happened since the release a year ago today. If you want to learn more about the movie, you can go to thrivemovement.com, where you can actually watch it free. You can also buy it there and help support the movement. And we'll be talking more about that when we come back. I'm Filippo on Life Changes with Filippo.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
And talking about life-changing, we've got Kimberly Carter Gamble here, who's the CEO of Clear Compass Media and the producer, director, and co-writer of Thrive. This is Filippo, and Mark is back live with us. Grateful for that.
Glad to be back.
Yeah, good to have you back. A lot more from him a little later, I'm sure, because this conversation is one that we've been having all year. And a year ago, we had the privilege and pleasure of having Foster Gamble on. And Kimberly, we talked about the film and your hopes for the film or with Foster. And now, a year later, you've experienced traveling around different parts of the world, meeting literally with probably hundreds of thousands, if not more, people, and getting their reactions and also inspiring different solutions. So let's talk first about the peoples.
Yeah. Well, it's been a great inspiration. I noticed when you were talking about me in the beginning and you said that I had commented that the most informed people tend to be the most hopeful. And it's been interesting because, you know, watching mainstream news, you would never get a feel for how many awake, ready people there are. And really, our experience has been so inspiring because people are ready. I mean, the system, you know, there. I have not met a single human being who feels that we're doing as well as we could be on this. And in fact, most people recognize that, you know, it's a mess, no matter what sector you're looking at, if it's education, media, health, economics, whatever the environment, there's more than a tweak, you know, that needs to happen to get us in toward a thriving world. And our intention, as Foster probably said when you spoke to him a year ago, was that the movie, our intention with that was to just have a really comprehensive, kind of minimum sufficient place to have the information that connects the dots, that give people a clear enough sense of what's happening so that they can engage in more leveraged solutions. Our intention was never just to have the movie. It was to have the movie be like a trailer for the website and that the website would be a tool for the movement. And in fact, that's what we've been able to be involved in now because, you know, we spent a long time making the movie and when it came out, it was exciting to share it, but what was really exciting was to say, okay, now, given this, let's get on with actually coordinating our solutions globally. Right. So that's where what we did was we set up something called the Solutions Hub at ThriveMovement.com. And the basic premise is that the consolidation for wealth and power is happening in a very well-organized way that comes down through all the sectors. And yet our solutions have often been quite uncoordinated. And that if we could provide a place that people could be posting all their successes and what they had learned and make that available for anybody else working on a similar issue. But as we traveled around, for example, we found almost every community there was somebody working to stop or at least you know, require labeling for genetically modified foods. Almost none of them knew about each other's work. And, right. You know, there are whole countries like in Italy where most of the area, most of the country is GMO free. And they have a lot of data that now is available and can be shared for anybody like in Marin County to gain. They just went GMO free here in California because it's so much easier if you can gain access to the information, the data, the legal, you know, petitions, freedom of information, anything that's needed. So that's what the Solutions Hub is about. It's about a place that people can share resources, and it's also a way to get coordinated. You know, I was just talking to my son who was recently in Indonesia doing a film there. He's a documentary filmmaker too and a pro surfer. And he was saying, you know, we were talking about how the economy of Bali was really helped by tourism, but the environment and the infrastructure were devastated. And that's a perfect example of where you have something in one sector, and if it's not well coordinated with the others, you can actually help one and do damage in another at the same time. So the point with the Solutions Hub is to provide this resources and to help a way, to have a way for people to really coordinate their efforts cross-sector. And I guess the one other thing I'd like to say about it that's been the most fun in our, and Foster's in Australia right now at a Solutions Summit. They're working, and it's really fun to work with these big groups of people because we use a whole systems model, you know, where we say, look, let's say we're going to take on, like we did with the aerial spray for a moth here in Northern California. We mentioned that in our movie that there was a $1 billion program to do this toxic spraying aerially over millions of people throughout Northern California. And what we did was we called together the communities and said, okay, who is naturally inclined to deal with the media? Who wants to do research on the impact of animals? Who wants to look into the health? Who wants to follow the money and see who's funding this? And we found out that, you know, we're all there with a common concern, but in fact, our passions and purposes are actually unique. And so by organizing by sector in this whole systems way, you can do the part you love and that you're going to do best anyway, knowing that other people are doing the part they love. And so you can both build community. I mean, we did that here in Santa Cruz, California in 6 months with this whole systems model and $30,000. We stopped a 10-year billion-dollar program.
Wow.
And when smart meters started coming around, Santa Cruz had this network in place and was the first county in the country to stop smart meters. So it's something that can, you know, be used again and again. And that's our intention, is to empower self-creating movements, not to be a big organization ourselves, but to provide the tools and the information that can help people to organize themselves and move that forward for the long haul.
And speaking of information, so much information is actually at thrivemovement.com. And just to clarify, when Kimberly mentions the sectors, the 12 sectors, what they've done is they've broken it up into, or broken up the universe, our world, our lives, whatever, into 12 really encompassing sectors: arts, economics, education, environment, governance, health, infrastructure, justice, media, relations, science, and spirituality. And everything fits nicely in all those 12. And then if you go to at thrivemovement.com, if you go to Solutions Hub and click on that, then you see, this is really exciting, Kimberly, all these groups like you're talking about that are saying, we're here, and we're doing this, right?
Right, exactly. So you see that you know, it's so easy to think, oh my gosh, the problems are so big and what can I do? And in fact, you know, you can do a lot by doing what you do when it's coordinated with other people.
Right. And so you actually see this map with all these little dots on it that says in Argentina, there's this group that's working on this. And in Afghanistan, a group working on that. And in Russia, it's really cool. It's like, wait, they're like my family kind of thing.
Oh, it's fabulous. And in fact, since we released the movie in those 10 languages, people have voluntarily translated it into 10 more, you know, into Greek, because they wanted it for the people there in the streets and all their organizing. They wanted access to the insights provided in the movie and then also to the Solutions Hub. So, you know, it's like Croatian and Farsi and Hebrew and Portuguese and Dutch and Greek and all these other languages now that people translate it into, because it's really providing an organizing tool and inspiration for people to know we are not alone. There are just millions of people who are truly ready to reclaim their lives, and we can do it together.
Well, just the translation thing is really impressive, that people would be that passionate about taking on that task. And we know yeah. that's not an easy yeah. task. And I know firsthand, because I helped translate a couple of the things in Italian, and I'm just talking phrases, and that was like, because we're using scientific language and we're using, you know, exact quotes from people, and that took so long, and I just, to imagine people translating a whole film for free so that they can have their families and friends hear it.
Yeah, I know that it felt really good. And I think one of the things that's happening that, you know, that happened for us in, you know, claiming our voices in speaking up and making the film, and then empowering the process of other people to just kind of claim their voice and not wait to know what they don't yet know, but to rely on their own. Like, I love the introduction to your show, you know, for people just to explore their own purpose and do that and know that that's actually what's called for.
Well, you two certainly seem to be doing that in a beautiful way, and it's inspiring, and I'm grateful to have been able to watch some of this process and watch how the two of you maneuver through life so elegantly and inspire. So thank you for saying that and about our show. And when we come back, more of thriving. How about that for all of us? This is Filippo, and I'm with Mark and Kimberly Carter Gamble. We'll be right back after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him, then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Spell it Filippo. I don't know why I repeated that, but I'm just sitting here thinking about a lot of things, and as Kimberly was complimenting us about what we're doing here, in order for us to do what we do, we've had to undergo such a process ourselves in order to be comfortable to talk about these subjects and be vulnerable, etc. And I can imagine, Kimberly, that you had to go through quite a personal transformation. What was your process to claiming your voice in order to be able to help others claim theirs?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I think for me, it probably was a part of my whole life because, as you mentioned, I'm the daughter of a suffragette, and I went to UC Berkeley in the 60s, you know, and so I think I grew up and had early formative years feeling that, you know, it was our job to speak out. If we had the health and the opportunity to speak up about something, then do it. Because there are so many people who are just surviving that I figured they're counting on us. That's what I would do if I were in a position where I were just having to spend all my time surviving. I know I would be counting on somebody who could to speak up on my behalf. So I think, you know, in a way it's that, and in another way it's, you know, what do we have left to lose? I mean, we are really in a predicament on this planet. Mm. And I think that it calls for bold conversations. And it's true that it's uncomfortable to bring up something like, you know, the state of the world and what we can do about it and what's really going on. And of course, you know, this election season, it's a perfect opportunity to see just how uncomfortable it is when, you know, people disagree about how to achieve a better world. What they don't disagree about is that we need to do that. Mm. And so I think that's the place to focus. And with, you know, we brought up a lot of really controversial stuff with whole new energy technology that we have witnessed and studied, and that Nikola Tesla was actually one of the early finders of and testers of. And, you know, the impact of that energy technology on the potential impact on actually, you know, completely shifting the geopolitical dynamic all over this world. And why isn't it that we have access to that technology? I mean, we get into bold things. And for me personally, you know, it happens on little levels and then they can multiply. Like I know even in the course of making the movie, there's a lot of sacred geometry and understanding about just sort of the way the universe works and how we are a part of that and how does that inform our social systems. And in the course of doing the computer graphics, I don't see spatial geometry the way our computer graphics guy and Foster do. Mm. And so they would do the first run on the graphics and then they would show it to me and then to the rest of the team. And I just say, I don't see it. I don't see this great connection that you're seeing between these, you know, crop circles and atomic structures or whatever it was. And we're going to have to, I know they're there, but we have to unpack it more because it's not something that I recognize. And it's uncomfortable to be the only person in a group who doesn't see what others are seeing or who does see what someone else doesn't see. And I just learned by saying, you know, it's my reality. It's not, I'm an intelligent, capable person, and this is my reality. And so it's going to be someone else's reality too. And it turns out that, you know, I think part of the reason that we have 10 million views in the first year, and it's growing, it's a million views a month now, but, you know, we haven't marketed it. It's just a word of mouth at this stage. And I think it's because we had a team where each person got to do that and say, I don't get this, or what about that? And no, this part doesn't work for me here. And to really, truly honor each person's voice, I think what gave people the experience, you know, in a work setting that their voice mattered. And I think anytime anybody can put themselves in a situation, in a relationship, in a community, in a friendship, where their voice is honored and respected, that then begets more of it. And that one of the things we can do for each other is to not shut each other up. When someone's bringing up something that's bold or unfamiliar or, you know, risky, a risky concept, even talking about, you know, extraterrestrials or something. I mean, how normal is it for us to look up at the sky at night and wonder what other life there might be? Mm. That's probably the most normal human question, really. And yet it's drilled out of people pretty quickly because you can be considered fringe just to talk about it. So what I learned is, you know, having an open mind and not trying to shut somebody up when they're expressing themselves and empowering myself to speak up. It's a liberating process. And I now feel just so grateful for having just really, you know, I just dove right into something headlong and controversial and, you know, to have people get really upset. It was a fabulous experience, really. It was so liberating to just finally go, you know what? I stand for everything in this movie. We put it through the ringer. We have independent fact checkers. There's not been a single person who has disputed a single fact in Thrive. Through all the controversy, people will attack us or our personalities or our privilege or something like that, but nobody's been able to actually discredit any of the facts. So to me, I feel really proud of having been willing to do that. And that just, you know, means I'll do it again, because I've had the experience now that I realize there's really a lot more. I don't know. It's really not that big of a deal to have somebody not like you when you're doing what you believe in. It's really fine. Good, and of course, you know, way more and more appreciated. But even so, I think about people who have stood up and not been recognized. I mean, you know, there are plenty of innovative, brilliant, wonderful, bold people who weren't recognized until after their death. And I think a lot about what it took for them to do that. And I have great respect for people who follow their own truth. And my commitment now is to not interrupt them.
Well, more power to you. And if there are still people wondering what we're talking about Thriving and the movie Thrive. What on earth will it take? And you can go to thrivemovement.com, and there you can actually watch the movie for free, and you can share it from there. You can also buy the DVD or buy the DVD for somebody else as a gift, and in so doing, support the movement, all of what Kimberly has been talking about, like the solutions for the sectors and things like that. Or you can actually just contribute to the movement after seeing the film. And Mark, it occurs to me that we're talking about this being the one-year anniversary, and I was invited but couldn't go, but you and Dorothy got to go see a screening before it even came out a year ago.
Yeah, that's what I was reflecting on. I can't believe that it's been a year. You know, so much has happened. You know, Stepping back, watching the way that the film evolved. Of course, that screening was actually pre some of the final edits and tightening the film up and the content. But then going into that was the Occupy movement and a number of archaeological and technological advances and discoveries. And of course, mainly the whole viral dialogue, you know, the shared dialogue in response to the film's rollout and seeing it now reach millions of people. What would you say has been kind of the most impactful part of that process for you, or maybe some things that you want to highlight in terms of some of what has transpired over the last year?
In terms of the global situation and how it's reinforced the message of the movie, you mean, or the...
I think so. I mean, that's the main thing in terms of the movie and the content and how it's impacting, you know, the bigger picture from a perspective of change.
Yeah, well, that's been fabulous. I mean, I know when we started doing the research, if you looked up Federal Reserve on the, you know, internet, or talk to people about it, they didn't know what you're talking about. Now it's just, you know, hundreds of thousands of links if you go to explore it. So I think the awareness of people, I mean, having the Occupy movement come out right before we launched was just a blessing of synchronicity and synergy. And I find that all over now, because people are so, you know, stuff that seemed really bold for us to be talking about the banks and how the banking system works has now just been increasingly exposed. And the other thing is to see how this is a global phenomenon. You know, what we're sort of experiencing now, other countries have experienced before us in terms of relation of being taken into debt, their currency just devalued, the social systems falling apart until, you know, either there's a revolution or, yeah, basically, that's generally what happens, or more repression. So I think there's been a lot of cross-pollination, both across issues. Thanks for clarifying the sectors, Filippo, because one of the things about covering so much is what happened through ThriveMovement.com and through the Solutions Hub too, but a lot just through the movie conversations, is people who were into, you know, new energy technology were talking to people who were into the financial system and understanding that, and they were talking to people who were into extraterrestrials, and they were talking to people who were into ancient cultures, because we cover all of that and more in the movie. And so what happened was we just started seeing conversations between people and groups of people that wouldn't normally have happened, and they could find common ground that I think they wouldn't have otherwise been exposed to. And, you know, in terms of the world, everything, you know, it's funny. I imagine Thrive will be seen by more than 10 million people in its second year, because everything in the movie is just, you know, we were sort of foreshadowing some things. In fact, the Amero, when we talk about that there's a currency that's going to replace the dollar as the dollar gets taken down. So I hereby predict on your show, we can come back and talk to me. But there's something called an Amero, which is a dollar. It's already been printed. You know, I read in the paper that the Treasury had been caught, you know, printing some other kind of currency. And what was that all about? Of course, it's on page 10 of some paper. You're not going to get a lot of news about it, but it'll come out eventually. So I think that what we exposed in the movie and what we predicted are only coming to bear, including the technology that we talk about. People have come to us and we've been able to vet some, you know, fabulous new energy technology and link it to the money and the engineering and the manufacturing and the distributing that's needed. In fact, I have a video blog going out this week that you'll be able to see at ThriveMovement.com on Thursday, doing an update on free energy and what our experience has been this last year.
Actually, where is that? Because I'm on the site right now.
It's coming out on Thursday.
And where is the blog? Because it used to have a link.
It'll just be right on the homepage. There will be under news on the homepage. The first thing there will be me talking about a one-year update and our plans for 2013.
Well, very good. Well, thank you for this one-year anniversary for Thrive. Congratulations, actually. And I know you did a lot of hard work before the movie came out. Obviously, the hard work didn't stop. It maybe even got harder, except that you were working more in secret before, and now, well over 10 million people know about it, at the very least, if they haven't seen it yet. So in any event, we're happy to have had this conversation. Thank you for making it possible.
Oh, and thank you, Filippo. We loved all of our interactions with you and independent media is my main passion. I mean, that's what Clear Compass Media is, and that's what you're doing with Life Changes with Filippo. And I believe that these independent media stations and efforts actually are the lifeline through which we get to know about each other and such important things. So thank you for your work, and thank you for including me.
Well, you're welcome, and it's a pleasure, and I look forward to further interaction and further solutions for the good of all. Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you, and Mark also.
All right.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Good night to you. Again, one more time, ThriveMovement.com. And that was Kimberly Carter-Gamble, and we'll be back with the producer's wrap with Mark Leisure right after this.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's louiseashby.org. Or telephone 323-592-3000. 3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org or telephone 323-592-3181.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
We're back. This is Filippo and Mark with our producer's wrap after a very informative conversation with Kimberly Foster Gamble of, or Kimberly Carter Gamble of Thrive. And Mark, see, this is what I'm talking about. I mean, it was only a 30-minute conversation and she said so much.
Yeah, well, there's so much going on and so much that film tackled. You know, that was the one challenge, was that they talk about so much, and they took on some massive discussions, you know, from energy to all other aspects of, you know, from the financial system and economy and you know, life in general and the way we function. And of course, there's people on both sides of that argument, and a lot of people were really happy with it. A lot of people were really not happy with it. And a lot of people had lots to gain and lots to lose. So, you know, to look back now and see, you know, how it is sustained, which is always, you know, evidence of a product that's, you know, that's seeping into the consciousness. And, you know, because it certainly has only gained momentum, and the dialogue has endured and inspired, like she said, further links, further inquiry, further momentum. Yeah. You know, I've always wondered, it goes back to that asking a question. You know, we know that Tesla created Wardenclyffe. He lit 200 light bulbs from 26 miles away in 1915, I believe it was. But yet we don't question the way energy is distributed.
No.
In this archaic, expensive, materials intense, copper, you know, rubber wired and trees and this whole system of energy. And then we're watching people freeze to death. Or die from heat exhaustion, or not have, you know, food that is kept, you know, at temperature, or whatever else they need, because they don't have the money for power. That's the definition in my mind of insanity.
Yeah, you know, Mark, it I'm sure has a lot to do with, like, what Kimberly was saying, is that people that either don't have a voice or that don't have that need other people's help. Like, so many people have to work at the moment 8 9, 10, 12 hour jobs, days, hours rather, in a day in order to feed their family and keep a roof over their head. And they don't have the time and they don't have the mind to think about things like this. So it feels like a big responsibility for, I'm sure, people like her and like us who want to disseminate this information and say, hey, let's look at this. Have we thought about this, or what can we do in this area?
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. And I was thinking about that when we were off the air, because, you know, not having the time is a big, big part of the problem. And that's part of how the system works, is if you're occupied, you know, and you're struggling and you're working within the parameters, then, you know, you're staying out of trouble, so to speak. But you know, thinking about that, even if you want to have, you know, a fire to keep your family warm or to cook food on your own property, you have to get a permit, or probably you're going to have it doused. You know, you can't do these things even freely. I was thinking about even the simplicity of the right to fire. Is that a right?
Oh, interesting. Well, didn't you just send me a rant of what's his name, Adam Carolla, saying a right to the beach?
We talked about that, the right to the beach, and that's what got me thinking about the fire, because, you know, he mentioned it started with don't have a beer, can't start a fire on the beach. Now, I guess the fine, and this is the first time I heard this, but they're levying fines if someone throws a frisbee or a football during the holiday weekend.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, that defines a holiday weekend for people.
One would think.
At the beach, no less. No, exactly. So so those people that can't throw the football, they say, okay, well, I can't do it, but that was their holiday, and then they have to go spend hours at work, and they don't have time to research, like, what's going on here and why is this and how to stop it. And so that's why I'm glad we're talking about not only solutions, but, you know, it was, I have to say, exciting to go to the Solutions Hub on their website and see all these groups that are tackling certain problems, saying, hey, wow, there are people like us out there who are taking the time, putting in the effort to do the things that we're talking about, that need to be done.
This is the important part, and is that, you know, Thrive and so many other projects now are solutions-based. You know, it's not about attacking the system per se. It's not about picking any fights. It's about, you know, how can, you know, people work at a local level, and a community level, at a family level. You know, I keep referring back to the lawnmower comparison, you know, the lawnmower discussion. Right. Does every neighborhood need, you know, 20 lawnmowers?
Right.
You know, much money is that for each individual lawnmower? And I got this one. This one's, a little bit faster. And that one, you know, burns gas. And this one burns a mix of gas. Whereas at the end of the day, if you shared one or two max, you know, maybe even three for the whole neighborhood. That way, you know, if three people want to cut their lawn at the same time, but all that money could be going to somewhere else, could be going for, you know, other resources that are, you know, much more germane to living and happiness.
Yeah, exactly. And that, you know, we could do, and maybe one of these days want to do, a whole show on the lawnmower, really, because it's so expansive, a conversation that we could have on it, that we could talk about, like, is there really a need to have grass? And is there really a need for competition? Like, we have the nicest grass, our grass looks the prettiest and all that stuff. In the desert, for God's sakes, we're here in Los Angeles, for example, this was desert. So do we really need that? Do we need to be using our water for the grass? Or you just touch on yet another thing. I mean, it's just, okay, so the lawnmower, that one's faster, that one you could ride, and there's that competition thing on Saturday morning. People are mowing their lawns, and they're saying, oh, look, he's got that one. Well, I'm not going to use this one anymore. I have to go buy one that looks like that or is better than that.
It drive down the street where Hurricane Sandy leveled houses in New Jersey and ask them what their priorities are.
Right,
and
right.
That should not arguing over who's got a better lawnmower.
Right. Right. And may we not need any more of that in order to get our priorities right. And so that's part of what this conversation is all about. So thank you for saying that. And thank you again to Kimberly Carter Gamble and to Foster Gamble, actually, and to everybody at the Thrive team for this conversation. And thank you to our team. Thank you, Mark. And thank you, Dorothy Donahue, our producer. And thank you, Seth, for putting out the sound for us as a great engineer. I am Filippo Voltaggio here on Life Changes with Filippo, reminding you that as life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.